From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, July 5th, 2017. And on this day, Maine State Police investigate a shooting in Madison that's now being called domestic violence. And Maine has hundreds of old disused dams, and two entrepreneurs are eyeing them for renewable energy and profit. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by USM's Muskie School of Public Service Master of Public Health Program, preparing students for today's complex population health and health services needs.
Maine State Police continue to investigate one of the state's worst mass shootings. Three people were killed and a fourth person injured in the town of Madison early this morning. The alleged gunman was also shot and killed by Somerset County Sheriff's deputies. Police have now identified the victims, some of whom were members of the same family. A.J. Higgins is in Madison, where police have been updating media. A.J., what are police saying about these homicides?
Nora, police at the Somerset County Sheriff's Department and the Maine State Police are saying that this is clearly one of the worst mass shootings that we've had here in Maine in recent years. It's also being described as a case of domestic violence, domestic violence killing. That's how Steve McCausland of the Maine State Police described this incident. Carol Tuttle Jr., 51, as you mentioned earlier, was killed by the Somerset County Sheriff's Department, and three other people, all who are members of the same family or related by marriage, also died. Lori Hayden, 52, was the wife of the shooter. Lori Hayden's son, Dustin Tuttle, 25, was also killed. And Michael Spaulding, who was at the home, was killed. There was a man who was visiting. His name was Harvey Austin. He remains the lone survivor. He's at the Eastern Maine Medical Center after receiving multiple gunshot wounds. But Steve McCausland of the Maine State Police says that he is expected to survive.
Any sense of why this happened?
No, not at this time. Police are still investigating possible motives. Again, it is being described as a case of domestic violence, but motive remains unclear at this time.
The shootings took place all on one street, right?
Yeah, it took place on Russell Road, but apparently it took place at two different locations that are within two residences that are within an eighth of a mile of each other. One man was killed in his driveway. We've received some reports that this took place perhaps in the early morning hours after a party, but police were not able to confirm that for us.
Anything else you need to tell me, AJ?
No, other than it's been a long afternoon for investigators who are expected to remain on the scene throughout the evening as they try to put this together and offer people some sense of explanation.
All right, A.J. Higgins is in Madison. Thanks, A.J.
Thank you.
A Bar Harbor restaurant owner has filed paperwork with federal election officials to run for Congress in Maine's 2nd Congressional District. As Mal Leary reports, Tim Rich plans to run as a Democrat.
Tim Rich says incumbent Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin is vulnerable next year because of his votes to toe his party's line on health care and other key issues, and because he's been evasive with his constituents and the press. Rich says he understands he will have to raise a lot of money to challenge Poliquin, which is one reason he's starting his campaign this early. Poliquin already has more than $500,000 raised for his re-election campaign. Rich says he will formally kick off his congressional campaign later this summer. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Maine is home to hundreds of dams which have fallen out of use. It's a legacy of the heyday of its mills. The dams can be a liability for owners who have to take care of them or pay for them to be removed, which in turn can upset people who've come to rely on them for recreation. But a couple of 20-something entrepreneurs see potential in the old dams in the form of renewable energy and profit. Fred Bever has more.
The Goose River runs roughly 9 miles from Swan Lake in Swanville to meet the sea in Belfast. Along the way, it passes through several dams and impoundments built more than a century ago to power a leatherboard mill, including this dam, now owned by a company called Goose River Hydro.
This is the original turbine. This turbine drove a big flywheel and belt pulley system that supplied mechanical power to the mill that was here.
Company co-founder Nick Cabral is a trim 25-year-old marine engineer. He and business partner Nick Bernier have been working 6 years since before they graduated from Maine Maritime Academy to rehabilitate the river's moldering dams and bring them into service as hydroelectric plants. Right now, Cabral's the sole occupant of a ramshackle mill building they've converted into living quarters. His partner is at sea, working the engine room of a tramp ship that's headed to Cuba.
And that's kind of how we've been bootstrapping the company, is we'll go work at sea for 3 months, and then we'll come home for 3 months and just hammer it.
Despite their youth, the partners believe their training, willingness to put in sweat equity, and a $200,000 private loan could give them a chance in the energy industry.
And we had just enough knowledge about electricity to be dangerous, so we put all that stuff together and thought, yeah, if we can, you know, fix a ship that's bobbing and floating around in the ocean, we could probably fix a stationary piece of machinery, you know?
Well, let's go take a look at it. What do you say?
Yeah, we can go check it out. So this is called Mason's Dam.
Mason's is a few miles upstream from the mill where Cabral lives. It's a small dam, maybe 15 feet tall, sloping down from a clear holding pool to the rock-strewn stream below.
It's a good example of a lot of the dams throughout Maine. It's stone masonry. This facility was used to manufacture axe handles.
Now the dam manufactures electricity. At its base, a big culvert-style, rust-colored tube called a penstock carries water from the dam down to the turbine system. Inside the powerhouse, Cabral shows off two turbine units built 30 years ago by a Camden machinist, which he and his partner rehabbed. Painted blue, big as refrigerators, and shaped like torpedoes, the turbines shake and rattle like a hard-working combustion engine. Although, of course, no fossil fuels involved.
It's the power of the river.
So how much energy is running out of there right now?
So right now we're producing between 38 and 45 kilowatts. And so that fluctuates based upon the water level in the head pond above.
Cabral thinks of rain as pennies from heaven. The more water in the run of the river system, the more energy to be captured. And under a 20-year contract approved by state regulators, sold to Central Maine Power at 10 cents per kilowatt hour. That's above current spot market rates, and you could add on another 20% to 40% for credits state policy provides to incentivize renewable energy generation. Still, even going full bore, these turbines alone would earn roughly $6 an hour, hardly enough to justify the heavy upfront acquisition, rehab, and licensing costs Goose River Hydro is incurring. Which is where, a few miles downstream, this concrete dam comes in. More than 200 feet wide and 20 feet tall, it's the key to quadrupling the overall project's capacity.
This is definitely, I think, the gem of the project.
The penstock at this dam's base is designed to deliver some 40,000 cubic feet of water per second to a powerhouse below, although it's not handling the gushing supply so well right now.
It's corroded so much that, you know, there's all these little pinhole leaks all over the penstock itself. You have some larger holes, which is where you're seeing a lot of that water come through from constant erosion.
Cabral estimates it will take some $500,000 to rehab and retrofit this part of the system. The plan is to have the work completed by 2020, when federal regulators will decide whether to authorize a new long-term operating license. There will be a lot of regulatory hurdles along the way, including an environmental assessment. Although Cabral says that when it comes to protecting legacy fish habitat, Goose River enjoys an advantage that many other dams in Maine do not.
Because Belfast Harbor is a working harbor, it's exempt from a lot of the fish run requirements that a lot of the river systems throughout the intercoastal Maine are required.
Dam recertification can be controversial, with some river advocates calling for their removal or the installation of expensive fish ladders. Cabral says he believes in ecosystem protection, and the company is researching relatively inexpensive means of helping fish get upstream should federal or state regulators require it. He's working on other innovations, too. Cabral and another partner have started a company, Surge Hydro, which, if its patents are approved and work, would allow municipal and private owners of small out-of-service dams to retrofit them quickly and cheaply, ideally creating enough electricity to at least pay for their maintenance. He imagines attracting a cadre of young engineers to Maine to do the work.
With our growing old population, we've got to figure out a way to keep people in Maine and keep our economy moving forward. And hydropower is one of those good ways to do it, and also play nice with the environment at the same time. And Maine has the resource.
One turning point is coming soon. Goose River Hydro is seeking to retire that initial loan it took out. It's aiming to refinance it through a commercial bank, an important marker in the company's future viability. Cabral estimates that once the project is fully stood up, it should net annual revenues of $120,000 a year and maybe more. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that is This Day in Maine for Wednesday, July 5th, 2017. Thanks to Ed Morin and to our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.